The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
I'm writing this message near the end of October 2024, just 2 weeks before the November election. So much is happening every day now. Some have asked, so I just want to let you all know that I absolutely do plan to put together a message on Hurricane Helene and the destruction of eastern Tennessee and North Carolina in particular. But just as I did a year ago when they burned down the town of Lahaina on Maui, I'm in the process of gathering information, doing research, and double-checking sources before I put any sort of commentary together. This is too important. I need to get it right, and it's going to take, very likely, several hundred hours of preparation before I begin writing. I do want to say, however, for anyone in those areas able to hear or read this message, you have not been forgotten. I would also very much like to speak with people who live in those areas, and we do have subscribers to our newspaper there, but I only have mailing addresses. It's doubtful the mail's going through. I don't have phone numbers, even if the phones were working. So if by chance someone in the path of the storm in North Carolina gets this message, please do get in touch with me. I need to speak to you directly as soon as possible. I will make a few comments about Hurricane Helene here. First, I found it most astonishing last week when I spoke with a man who follows the news very closely but had heard absolutely nothing at all about the devastation in North Carolina. So while our disgusting excuse for a news media complex continues to force-feed us lies about the upcoming election on a 24/7 basis, please remember those in peril who've lost everything, including family members. Please remember the cities, towns, and communities that have been wiped off the map, and please remember the typical response from the federal government and FEMA, doing their utmost to make a horrific and miserable situation even worse by hindering and, in some cases, arresting American citizens who have come to help and rescue those in life and death situations, while they sit back and do nothing helpful. And before I move on today, I'd like to mention something you may or may not have heard of. In North Carolina, outside one of the homes that was completely destroyed, a Bible was found among the debris, impaled on a post in the ground and stuck open to Revelation 14 and 15. Let me just share with you a few words from Revelation 14. "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of the waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all the nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation." I'd encourage you all to read the entirety of Revelation 14 and 15, but understand it's no coincidence that in the wake of this horrible devastation, a copy of God's Word was found impaled on a post and stuck open to Revelation 14 and 15. How much more clear must God Almighty speak to all of us and sound his warning before even his own people open their eyes and ears? But today, here are some random thoughts, in no particular order, that I found significant and which you may not be aware of. First of all, did you know that another iconic symbol of our American history is about to be destroyed? I'm talking about the 1,000-foot-long SS United States. The SS United States was launched in 1951 and holds a special place in maritime history. It still holds the transatlantic speed record and has a rich history of transporting presidents, celebrities, and immigrants. It could travel 10,000 miles without refueling. Travelers on the SS United States enjoyed the finest services and accommodations, including a grand ballroom, first-class dining room, swimming pool, gymnasium, observation lounge, grand staircase, and promenades. This beautiful ship has been docked in Philadelphia since 1996. Plans were presented multiple times to turn the ship into a museum, or perhaps, like the Queen Mary docked in California, a combination museum and very unique hotel. But there was no funding available and no grants from the federal government. So this symbol of American ingenuity and strength will be stripped and then sunk off the coast of Florida in a few months to serve as an artificial reef. Quite symbolic at this point in history. Like the ship of our nation, the SS United States is destined for imminent destruction. I also recently spoke with someone who's been going door to door asking people in Wisconsin what their greatest concerns are regarding the state of our nation. Those contacted were given 5 points to choose from: the economy and inflation, border security, healthcare, public safety, and abortion. Among those who are undecided as to how they'll vote on November 5, the topic of abortion has been far ahead of all other concerns. People are worried that a vote for Trump could possibly hinder the ability for people to conveniently kill their babies. Of all the things we should be concerned about, most of those asked just want to be sure they can continue to access abortion. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris recently held a rally in Wisconsin, and while continuing to promise expanded abortion nationwide, two Christian students began shouting, "Jesus is Lord and Christ is King." They quickly found out how inclusive the leftists really are, as Harris proceeded to mock and belittle the students and said, "Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street," she laughed, as the students were forcefully removed. And the FBI has quietly revised violent crime data, now showing a surge instead of a reported decrease. The agency has made no announcement on this or issued any press releases, and the change is only discoverable when downloading the new set of data from their website now and comparing it to the old. And as illegals destroy neighborhoods across the USA and Venezuelan gangs have seized control of privately owned apartment complexes in Colorado and also now in Texas, I've been pondering the situation and Americans' reaction to all of it. It seems to me that Americans aren't all that concerned about the illegal invasion itself. In fact, hoping not to be considered racist, many go out of their way to tell reporters how they welcome the so-called immigrants. But what finally hit me was the fact that it seems people's biggest complaint is that they are not receiving the same benefits the illegals are. Where's my free stuff, they ask? Where's my monthly check? Where's my free housing? Why don't I get thousands of dollars every month like they do? So here's my observation. Americans are asking the federal nanny state to take care of them. Without even realizing it, they're actually coveting bigger government and more dependence on the feds. In short, they're asking, often in desperation, for communism. And as the November election nears, several states, including Alabama and Virginia, are being sued by the DOJ for removing illegal voters from their rolls. But as one writer questioned, why aren't more states doing the same? 15 states require no ID at all to vote. 11 states require a non-photo ID. And many of those states that do require a photo ID are fine with only a driver's license. But at least 24 states have motor voter laws, meaning people are automatically registered to vote when they get their driver's license. Many of these same states are issuing driver's licenses to illegals. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, more and more agencies, governmental and otherwise, are warning of chaos and violence leading up to, during, and following the November election. Interesting, because the Department of Defense has just given the U.S. military authority to assist in domestic law enforcement, including giving them the right to use lethal force against American citizens. That's right, now our own military can kill us with impunity as the country burns. Here's more to consider. Donald Trump has been asked if he'll concede if the initial election results show he lost. He has said he will not. Interestingly, Harris has also said she will not. However, hearkening back to January 6, 2021, and the blatantly obvious stolen election that took place, the vice president was the one to formally certify that election. That's how it works. So consider this. How will Kamala Harris and the rabid leftist communists react if Trump is named the winner? It'll be up to the current vice president to certify this election. Will Kamala certify Donald Trump as the winner? It's definitely not going to be a peaceful transfer of power, friends. And regarding our economic future, your economic future, John Green recently wrote an excellent article for the American Free News Network. It was regarding having a conversation with rage-filled never-Trumpers. He suggests the best way to win such a debate is not to even mention Trump, but instead simply point out the Harris plan for people's money, something even the communists seem to care deeply about. Go figure. Leftists are all in favor of making employers and financially successful businesses pay their fair share, but consider the capital gains tax. This affects everyone with a pension, 401k, IRA, or other retirement funds. Investments are not taxed until they are realized, turned into something you can spend. The tax man doesn't care that stocks go up and down until you sell the stock. Then he wants his cut. So if you've been scrimping and saving and socking away all you could for retirement your whole life, it's likely that you've earned some interest, maybe a lot of interest. Perhaps you inherited a stock portfolio that your parents set up, which has earned hundreds of thousands of dollars over the decades your folks paid into it. Once you attempt to cash it out, you pay the lion's share to the IRS. But that's not good enough for the Democrats. Their plan is to begin taxing unrealized capital gains, gains on investments that haven't been converted to cash yet. Biden proposed it, Jeffries and Schumer support it, and Kamala said she'd sign it. Only a Republican filibuster prevents its passage, and Kamala wants to do away with the filibuster. If the bill were to pass, you and the IRS will get a 1099 form every year reporting on how much your investments have increased in value. You'll have to pay taxes on the capital gain, whether you've sold the stock or not. Where will you get the cash? And the same will apply to your home. Say you've worked hard all your life and have your home paid off. Surely, over 30 years or so, the value of your home has increased, likely hundreds of thousands of dollars. Even if you don't sell your home, Kamala wants you to pay tax on those unrealized capital gains. So how will people afford to pay these annual taxes so they can keep the homes they worked so hard for all their lives and were responsible enough to pay off? The short answer is, they won't. You'll own nothing, and you'll be happy. Get it now? The chickens are coming home to roost, perhaps much sooner than anyone realizes. These are just a few random thoughts for today. I hope you'll consider them as I did. And don't forget, go get your Bible and read Revelation 14 and 15, especially you Christians who don't plan to vote. November 5th is coming quickly. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 445.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.